Betty, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
As we head into Thanksgiving, have you seen an increased need at Grace Now?
Yes, ma'am, we have. We've seen new clients that's never been there before due to the COVID.
Are you talking about people who've probably lost their jobs during the pandemic and never expected to be going to a food bank?
Well, it's just recently moved to Richmond, or they've lost their jobs, or they've gotten laid off temporary. And I think that with the word that there's help out there, that there is food banks out there, that that's where they're coming to. It may be due to, we did have to change our hours temporarily. We used to be open Monday and Thursday evenings from 6 to 8, and we have switched that now to being open from 10 to 2 Monday through Friday. We're there every day now, just so that there's an opportunity to be met for somebody.
Betty, what other differences have you seen as this year has progressed?
The family sizes are getting a little bit bigger. There is an increase in the average, probably household has been anywhere from 3 to 4 people is an average household that we see. But now we see a lot of single people coming in. We see a lot of bigger families coming in. We've always had some bigger families, but it just seems like the need for just a single or 2 people family. So is that due to the increase of them not working their little job?
How else has the pandemic affected your operations?
You know, the food prices at the grocery stores have increased.
Mm-hmm.
And we have noticed that just by buying the food that we're able to buy with our money donations.
Do the people coming in to receive your services have a similar story about, you know, them telling you why that they're coming in?
It's all walk of life. We can't pinpoint it to a certain reason right now, even mm-hmm. though we've got a pandemic going. And we try to find out if that's why. It's just a greater need. Everybody comes in with a different story,
mm-hmm.
you know, of why. We don't care. All we know is if they're there, there's a need for food somewhere in that household. And that's the way we look at it.
What counties do you serve?
We do Madison County, a few out of Estill County.
You're just not just a food pantry. You're also a clothing closet as well. Have you seen an increased need for both of these items?
The new people that comes in, when they find out that we have the clothing, they're excited about that. The people that's used to us, our clients that's used to us, they come and get, you know, they're looking for winter items right now. The increase in foreign clothing, I would say not as much as the food need. I think a lot of people don't realize that we have clothing, and they're more than welcome to come in and just get clothing. They don't necessarily have to get food and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's why we offer the clothing bank along with it. We haven't seen a lot of people just coming in for clothing.
Are you able to keep up with the demand?
We have so far. We have been able to so far.
How long have you been serving our area?
Grace Now has actually been in Madison County for 19 years. They've been at the location where they're at right now for 14.
If you're just now joining me, I'm speaking to Betty Plowman, director of Grace Now Food Bank and Clothing Closet in Madison County. Betty, what do you expect coming into the holidays this year as everything is kind of people, you are seeing more numbers. Do you expect to see a greater need of, you know, what you need to, how you need to serve people?
I don't predict that right now. If we continue on the path and the COVID numbers keep increasing, I see that in January, if they don't continue with the SNAP benefits, because a lot of that has increased for the families.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our clients that are on that, they don't have that need right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing newer people just not, haven't gotten to that point, or they haven't received it. That's just some of the things that they're letting us know. But as far as the holidays, we do see an increase. I've been with Grace Now for 7.5 years, and I've seen the increase during the holidays. But I just look for it to increase after the first of the year. I really do.
Now, do you still have your special program for veterans?
We don't have it as far as holding the event. We still make sure that they, if we've got good numbers on them, we make sure that we've kept in contact with them to make sure that they come and get their box. And sometimes, you know, we have a bigger crowd once a month than we do the next month as far as the veterans coming in. We still have that program.
Mm-hmm.
we just don't hold the event.
If people would like to help volunteer or make a donation, where could they find out more?
They could contact us at 859-626-8990. They can stop by in person and ask us questions. They can go on our website.
And what's your website address?
GraceNowKentucky.com.
And is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't touch on, or things that you would like to talk about and share with our audience?
I just want to let people know that even though there's a pandemic going on there, we are still out there. We are still there for either a client that needs help or for someone that wanted to donate to us. Because our organizations are not able to meet, our churches are not back into our regular sessions, we're not out there able to knock on doors. So as the need gets, our need is also going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to let people know that in order to keep us operating, we still need them, even though we know they're out there. And it could be from anywhere from somebody just coming in to helping us, to somebody bringing us food, to somebody bringing us money. It just doesn't make any difference. We're always in need of something to help the need.
Betty Plowman, Director of Grace Now in Madison County. Betty, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling and sharing your opportunity to get out there, that we're still there. Because a lot of people think we're still closed.